Good morning, everyone. It's Sunday morning, the 22nd of August. 1 week away from the bank holiday weekend. And if the weather keeps up like it is at the moment, I should think we will be in for a typical British bank holiday, i.e. very wet and very miserable. I shouldn't really mumble and groan, mainly because it means I don't have to water the allotment or water the garden, because that's being taken care of for me. I'm on the allotment now, as it happens. I've just come down. I've got some cabbage plants to put in. I was going to put them in yesterday, but it was raining so hard that I didn't bother. Plus, when I first came down, I forgot to bring them with me, so it would have meant going back home, getting them, coming back again, etc. And I just didn't bother, mainly because I had a long list of chores that I was going to do because it was raining. Planning for the bank holiday weekend, because the other thing you do on a bank holiday weekend is DIY, and I've got some DIY planned for next weekend. I've got the Friday off from work, and the plan is to decorate the our porch on the front of our house, which doesn't sound like a big job, but actually, because of what needs doing, it's going to take a good proportion of the weekend, I think. And therefore, you know, allotment this weekend, I will make a sort of morning to get down here next weekend, but most of my time will be spent doing the porch over the next weekend. But that wasn't really why I started this boo. I was just thinking it's actually nice. I'm sitting here. I'm sitting in my deck chair. I've got a cup of coffee from my flask. I'm looking around. The sky is really grey. It looks like it is going to rain again in a bit. Just looking at what I can see on the allotment. And lots of things are doing really well. Runner beans are finally starting to have some decent sized beans on. I picked a load yesterday, and it looks like there are a few more that I can pick today that have just sort of grown overnight. Sweet corn's nearly ready to harvest. Just looking at the tops of the cob, they've started to go turn brown, which is normally a sign that they're ready. And we're still getting good crops of courgettes. I've also got carrots and beetroot and parsnips and swede and celeriac. Oh, and cut and come again lettuce, which has proved to be a real winner this year. I should definitely grow that again next year. But the thing about being down here at the moment, that's what I can see. It's what I can't see. I can't see anybody else. Shh. Talking in a whisper now. I can't see another soul. It's just me. It probably won't stay that way for long. I expect people will come down in a bit. And, oh, pigeon flying overhead. Pigeon flying overhead with something in its beak. Looks like it's building another nest. In fact, I lied. It wasn't a pigeon. It was a collared dove. Should be more precise. Supposed to be a biologist, for God's sake, Williams. You should know what the difference between a pigeon and a collared dove is. Anyway, I digress. It's quiet. There's nobody here. Yeah, I can hear the traffic noise, and you know, and I can hear the bird song and things. But I can see bees buzzing around. I can see collared doves. I can hear pigeons. I can hear other birds. Probably sound like great tip from where I'm sitting. But there aren't any humans here. That's great. I really just wanted to get away from humans, become a hermit for a few minutes. I don't know why. I just, you know, I've had a busy week at work, and I've not slept very well over the weekend. Normally the weekend is my make up for the early starts and stress and long days of the week, and I, you know, have a bit of a, not a long, hour or two extra in bed, so you know, I'm getting up at 7:30 instead of 5:30. But I haven't been able to do that this weekend. Yesterday I was woken to the sound of a vomiting dog, as you would read in the Harriet books. And this morning I was just awake at 5:30, wide awake. It's morning, time to get up. It didn't help that I couldn't actually remember whether it was Sunday or Monday, and whether I did have to get out of bed and go to work or not. It took me about 5 minutes to work that out. And yeah, been up, taking the dogs out. Lots of people. I kind of just wanted to walk the dogs by myself in the quiet. And, you know, it never quite works out that way. And, you know, nobody I met was nasty or, you know, anything like that. Just, you know, like, you know, everybody's nice and friendly. But I just wanted to be by myself with the dogs. No other humans around. Because I, you know, I think sometimes that at the moment this planet is... I think it's going to the dogs. I think we've screwed the planet completely, and government and policy makers don't seem to give a monkeys anymore. And I know I rant about that a lot, so I'm not going to today. But basically, I think, you know, there's something to be said for downtime, and, you know, downtime where you don't have audio boo. You don't have technology, no smartphones, no computers, no other people. You're just with yourself and your thoughts. And I'm kind of like that at the moment, although, granted, I am talking into my iPhone and recording this. But it is just me at the minute, and the birds, and the wildlife, and plants. And it's nice. So I'm going to sign off here and savour that before somebody turns up. I hope wherever you are, you're having a good weekend. If isolation is what you seek, I hope you're truly isolated. If company is what you seek, I hope you're with throngs. Have a good weekend. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.